And good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka, your community radio station. Joining me in the studio for the morning interview today is Alaska Native photographer John Hagen and Jackie Fernandez-Hamburg. She's the curator of the Sheldon Jackson Museum. They're here to talk about the Friends of Sheldon Jackson's annual meeting, which coincides with the opening of a juried photography exhibit, Alaska Positive. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Hold on.
There we go. John, let's start with the exhibit. Would you tell me more about it?
Well, there's 38 pieces of photographs from across the state of Alaska, and I'm honored to actually have a piece in this show. My piece was selected by a juror, and the piece I have is part of a larger project I have. I'm calling Wild Things, and it's an exploration of how we bring wildness into our public spaces and maybe not so wild places. So it's actually kind of a fun way. I'm looking at it is how we use taxidermy bears or bring them into these places.
So what's your photo that's in the exhibit?
Well, the photo in the exhibit is, it's a picture of a taxidermy bear that looks like he's attacking somebody at a coffee house. He's just looming large over an unsuspecting coffee drinker at the Juneau Airport.
And we were sort of talking about this before, but it is weird. There are a lot of taxidermied bears in airports in Alaska.
You really don't notice them. I can see people wanting to kind of like almost introduce Alaska as being a lot more wild, but there's a lot more taxidermy bears out there, and a lot of taxidermy in Alaska, but there's especially taxidermy bears.
And why did you want to focus on that?
You know, it started out of pure curiosity. Actually, I was in Anchorage, and I just noticed every morning I was up there for a conference, and I make a lot of pictures. I like to wake up really early before everything and get breakfast and coffee and walk around taking pictures while there's nobody around, actually. And I noticed in Anchorage there was a lot of bears everywhere in downtown Anchorage. Then I kept noticing it as I was like, then I was flying out and there's bears all over the Anchorage airport, then in Juneau airport. And it just was kind of answering that question of why do we have bears everywhere?
And do you have any pictures of Sitka bears in your collection?
Not yet, until last night when I landed here. I actually was fascinated by there's a black bear or kind of like a glacier phase black bear and a brown bear look like they're in their respective aquariums or about to engage in mortal combat.
That's so funny. And you're also going to be talking about this tomorrow at the meeting. Is that right?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually going to, I have a slideshow of the work right now, like the entire show. And I'll kind of talk about what inspired this and what I was trying to get across with the photos.
And Jackie, would you tell me more about the annual meeting tomorrow?
Certainly. We're very excited for the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum annual meeting. They have this meeting every single year, and we've been fortunate enough to have it coincide with opening receptions for new exhibitions, just like the case with Alaska Positive for this year. And bringing John here was particularly important because he has his piece in the show, and he's actually the only Alaska Native artist featured in the show. But it was juried by Larry McNeil, who's a well-known Tlingit photographer and printmaker. He's based down south, and John's photograph was selected from quite a number of submissions, and you can come by and see the 38 along with John's and also hear him speak if you come to the annual meeting tomorrow, Saturday, February 11th. The business meeting starts at 2:30, and John will be talking at 3 p.m. He'll also be talking to a group of Sitka High School students today. And just as at previous annual meetings, the Friends will have their Native Art Silent Auction. This is a really important silent auction. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year for our Native Artist Residency Program, where we bring Alaska Native artists from across the state and also hire locally from between May through September and have artists teach workshops and give lectures and it's a really phenomenal program. So we appreciate the financial support. And we're just so happy to have John here and also to have this show, which has traveled to us from Juneau and will continue on across the state probably for the next year. This exhibition, Alaska Positive, comes up only every 2 years. And we can't wait to share it with the community and have everybody come hear John speak.
How long will it be hanging at the museum?
The date to take down is April 27th at this point.
And what sort of stuff is up for auction?
Oh, there's a whole host of pieces. A lot of the wonderful artists who participate in our Native Artist Residency program are kind enough and generous enough to send pieces to the Friends. So we have everything from beautiful jewelry, dentalium shell earrings with matching necklaces. We have masks, for example, a mask that was sent to us by Aleutic artist Alfred Namoff. We also have some items that were given by artists who have never been in our program before, but who were kind enough to donate. And then some things like a Lutic visor by Peter Lind. It's a whole assortment of items. Mark Sixby also made a lovely model Simsian house, which is really pretty cool. I think that if people come by and look at the artwork, they can stop as early as 1:30 and see what meets their fancy and place a bid.
And John, what other photography exhibits are you working on?
Well, I have two, perhaps if I combine them, they'd make a nice work, but I also do a lot of landscape work. I'm a recovering newspaper photographer, so I'm very much inspired by the Alaskan landscape, and I really respond to not just the sunny days in Southeast Alaska, but I take pride in making pictures on all Southeast weather that I have to experience and as my dog gets me out in the world.
And you're based in Haines.
I'm based right? in Haines, yes.
So you must have lots of beautiful landscapes there.
It's an amazing spot.
And Jackie, what else is coming up for Sheldon Jackson Museum this winter and spring?
Sure. Well, we've had a great winter series so far with a whole slew of film screenings and also guest speakers and Atsahan events, which is our Atsahan Third Saturday youth program. It's best for children ages 6 to 10, and it's always free. And it usually involves some sort of hands-on crafts activity and learning about an Alaska Native culture. And so on the 18th of February, Saturday at 2 o'clock, we'll have Atsahan, and we'll be making sled dogs, action figures, and the sleds that go with them. And then also talking about, you know, Arctic clothing, Arctic winter gear for people up north. On Saturday, February 25th at 2 o'clock, we'll have guest speaker Chuck Miller, and he'll be giving a talk called Our Ancestors on the Top of the Highest Peak, Tlingit Stories and History. And then in early March, March 4th, we'll have a talk at 2 o'clock by Carl Dominix. He'll be talking about herring, the herring fishery, and about herring rakes in general, and the herring rake that we have in our collection that's on exhibit. So if anyone's interested, they're welcome to go to the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum Facebook page, and we have flyers. They can also sign up to be in our email list, but we always have a number of events coming up, and this winter has been especially active. So we hope to see you Saturday on the 11th for the annual meeting and for these other upcoming talks and film screenings. And I just want to also mention that the food that we have for the annual meeting will be catered by Ludwig's. We're really looking forward to that. It'll be delicious. So come early as 1:30 if you're hungry, if you want to see wonderful photographs in the Alaska Positive exhibition, if you want to chat with John, say hello to him and place your bids on some beautiful Alaska Native artwork.
Well, sounds good. Thank you so much for joining me in the Raven Radio studio this morning. Jackie Fernandez-Hamburg is the curator of the Sheldon Jackson Museum, and she is in here with Alaska Native photographer John Hagen. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.